The Belgian Confession of Faith, Article Number 30, the Government of the Church and its Offices. And so let us read responsibly. We believe that this true church must be governed by that spiritual polity which the Lord has taught us in his word. Namely, that there must be ministers or pastors to preach the word of God and to administer the sacraments. Also elders and deacons who, together with the pastors, form the council of the church. That by these means the true religion may be preserved, and the true doctrine everywhere propagated, likewise transgressors chastened and restrained by spiritual means, also that the poor and distressed may be relieved and comforted according to their necessities. By these means, everything will be carried out in the church with good order and decency when faithful men are chosen according to the rule prescribed by St. Paul in his epistle to Timothy. And that would be chapter 3 of 1 Timothy. And so we have before us the next article. The last article, number 29, focused on what is the true church and identification. And now it moves on to what is the government, how is the church run or governed. Ultimately, it's through Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church. There is no one above him, and he and all that serve him are his servants, his ministers in that way. And so notice it says pastors and elders and deacons. Now, remember that this particular order was different than the Roman Catholic order of the day. There was a declaration or a change, if you will. In the Roman Catholic world, you had the Pope, and then you had the cardinals, and then you had the archbishops, and then you had the bishops, and then and so on down to the rest of us. And there was this focus on the Pope. And during the Reformation, that was challenged, that that's not the biblical model. The biblical model is Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and he has given gifts, Ephesians chapter 4. Pastors and teachers and elders and deacons. And so that is the council of the church. That is how the church is to be governed. So we are Presbyterian in that perspective. We are ruled by officers elected by the people and called by God. Notice it says for at least things mentioned there, for the true religion to be preserved, that the true doctrine would be propagated. There's that first mark of the true church that we saw in chapter 29. Also for the transgressors be chastened and restrained by spiritual means. That's the third mark of the true church. And also notice the bringing in of the mercy ministry, that the poor and the distressed may be relieved and comforted. And so there you see love in action according to their necessities. And so you see at least four of the purposes or the results, the results of having that. And then finally, it also brings in the idea that things would be done in good order and decently, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and points to the rule in 1 Timothy. So it's a good summary statement, I think. Amen.